Today, as we continue our walk with Christ through the season of the Epiphany, we are given further insight about the Holy One of God as he is described in the Gospel reading for today. For in this Gospel reading, Mark tells us about one of the healing miracles of Jesus. Jesus was in the early stages of his ministry in Galilee. And in the verses of scripture immediately preceding the gospel reading for today, Mark tells us that Jesus was accompanied by four disciples: Andrew, Simon Peter, James, and John. And those four would later be among the more influential disciples of Christ. And this is where the gospel reading for today picks up and provides an account of a healing miracle when Jesus cast out an evil spirit. We know from scripture that Jesus had recently moved to Capernaum, a town on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And it happened to be the home of some early disciples of Christ who were fishermen by profession. Because Capernaum was the headquarters for many Roman troops, the pagan influences from all over the Roman Empire were widespread. So this town of Capernaum and the area surrounding, this area was considered an ideal place for Jesus to challenge both Jews and non-Jews with the gospel message. Mark tells us that the miracle healing takes place in a synagogue on the Sabbath. And we must bear in mind that synagogues would normally attract people for the study of scripture. And this was quite evident on the Sabbath, and specifically in places where there was a significant Jewish population. So as it was a Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue, and as was his custom, he taught. He taught others. And Mark tells us about the response of his listeners. We know from verse 22, they were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. We know that Jesus was teaching based on his own authority, in contrast to that of the scribes, whose manner of teaching was to quote well-known rabbis. But Jesus had no need to follow that approach or that style of preaching, because since he was God and he is God, he knew exactly what the scripture said and meant. For he himself had the ultimate authority, so he could explain everything with conviction. But Mark tells us that as Jesus was teaching, he realized that there was someone who could benefit from his attention. A man needed God's healing touch to get rid of an evil spirit. Now, we're aware that in contrast to the Holy Spirit, the scripture makes reference to evil spirits, which can tempt people to sin, and in extreme cases, they can cause disability or insanity. But we are also aware from scripture that evil spirits lost their power whenever they confronted Jesus. In the story for today, the man cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." The evil spirit identified Jesus as the Holy One of God. And this could be seen as an attempt to resist Jesus. Or perhaps as evidence that Jesus' authority was recognized and accepted. As the story continued, we are aware that Jesus rebuked the evil spirit by saying, "Be silent and come out of him." In response to Jesus' command, the evil spirit shook the man violently and then left. And we are told that those who witnessed the miracle were amazed. When we look at the healing miracles of Jesus, as reported in Scripture, we are aware that this is a common response to Jesus' healing miracles, where his teachings are identified with his healing. And Mark here makes a strong connection between his actions and his message. We are told that the reaction to the miracle healing was immediate and widespread. And from verse 28 of the reading, at once his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. Jesus was not seeking fame or recognition. However, people heard about him, not because he encouraged it, but because of what he did. This is an example for us, so that we may match our words with acts of kindness and generosity towards others in whatever way we can. So today I pose a question. What can we learn from the gospel reading? What can we learn from the gospel reading? And so I offer three thoughts for your consideration. Firstly, all authority comes from God. All authority comes from God. So Jesus, as the Son of God, exercises full authority and is in complete control. And as Christians, we often use these words, we leave everything in the hands of the Almighty God. And I know that for many of us, including myself, that's a little more difficult to do than to say, because we have a tendency of placing everything in the hands of the Almighty God and still keep holding on to it. So first of all authority comes from God. Secondly, no situation is too difficult for Jesus to resolve. And Mark reminds us in verse 27 of the gospel reading, he commands even the unclean spirit, and they obey him. So wherever we are in our walk with Christ today, whatever we are going through, or whatever burdens we might be bearing at this time, we know that we can take them to the Lord in prayer. First of all authority comes from God. Secondly, no situation is too difficult for Jesus to resolve. And thirdly, through the testimony of witnesses to Jesus' miracles, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. And we too can show others what our Christian faith means to us and share God's love wherever we are. Jesus has all the power of Almighty God. And during his earthly ministry, he showed his authority over nature. He healed so many and even raised the dead. And in the gospel reading for today, he demonstrated God's power over evil spirits. Even though Jesus has ultimate authority, he came to live among us as a servant. And we too can use his life of servanthood as an example for our own lives. For as Jesus served God and others, we are encouraged to do likewise in the vocation to which we have been called through the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Healing God, open our ears and change our hearts, that we may receive your word. May your word speak to us with authority, and may we continue to serve you faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.